message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Saturday, July 15th, eve of the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, in the year of our Lord, 1978. We are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
On the trees, the sky all about the trees is lighting up. It's in a beautiful blue. Directly over Our Lady statue, high in the sky, there seems to be like a mountain, a high peak appearing. It's like the mists are blowing away, and I can see a very high mountain. Now, standing on top of the mountain is Our Lady. Beautiful. It comes to like almost like a symbol of a peak, like a mountain, V-shaped upside down. Our Lady is standing on top of it, just behind this symbol. It's so luminous. The light is so bright. The light is being sent outward from Our Lady's hands, which she has extended in front of her like this. Very like in supplication, Our Lady is standing. Now she's coming forward. This mountain or symbol, what it is, like I see this upside down V-formation symbol in front of Our Lady, is coming forward almost like a plaque. Our Lady now, it's becoming windy because Our Lady's skirts are blowing. Oh, now she is coming much closer. I can see very clearly. The light is quite blinding. It's so strong. Our Lady is looking about her. Her hands are extended. Oh, now I can see in her right hand, she is holding her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Father and the white Hail Mary beads. Our Lady now is placing her rosary about her waist like this. She's dressed all in white. A lady, she has this trim of gold. It looks like it may be about an inch wide all about the mantle. A lady's sash is blue. It's a deep blue, a beautiful deep blue. The rosary now, it seems to be dangling, hanging from her waist. Now, Our Lady is extending out her hand, and in her hand she has a very large piece of cloth. Oh, it's a scapular cloth, a big square of dark brown material. Now, as Our Lady extends it, it's flowing out of her hand, and she's holding on to it with a string. Now Our Lady is placing the scapula up to her lips, and she's taking the rosary from about her waist now and holding both the scapula and the rosary together, extended out like this. My child, you will make it known to the world that the rosary of prayer and the scapula for protection shall be the major instruments from heaven to safeguard mankind in the days ahead. My child, I understand the great torment of spirit that you have undergone the past several days. It is only through experience, my child, that you could fully understand the reign of Satan in the world. When Satan takes over a human, the nature, the personality of that individual will change. The Almighty Father in heaven shall give to many insights in knowledge, discernment of the Spirit. As I told you in the past, my child and my children, every man, woman, and child shall be marked by the sign of the cross or the mark of the beast. My child, as knowledge is given to you and to my children, you must pray more, because this knowledge shall place a great emotional strain upon you. In a short measure, a small measure, my children, you will be able to understand the trials, the suffering, but the courage given in the light to my son and I as we traveled upon earth doing the will of the Eternal Father. The Eternal Father has sent me to you as a mediatrix between God and man to warn you that you must change your ways that offend your God much. For countless earth years, my children, I have returned among you to counsel you and warn you that you were approaching the days of the latter times. Many saints shall come forward through the days ahead. I must warn you, and you must shout it from the rooftops now, before it is too late, that 666, Lucifer and his agents have advanced upon the world and are in the city of Rome. I say unto you, my children, that you must now work to preserve my son's house, his church, because unless you pray and do penance now, Rome, the eternal city, will become the seat of the Antichrist.
I repeat, you must pray for your bishops. Pray for your cardinals. You who claim you are members of the church of my son, his house upon earth. Many pastors have buried their heads in the sands. They are blind of spirit. And why? Because they do not pray. They have given themselves over to worldly pursuits. They do not pray. They do not stay in the spirit, but have become of the world, seeking gold and silver and honor and power among men, until in their pursuits they are handing over my son's church to the enemies of God. Do you not recognize my children, pastors in my son's house, that Satan is among you? He has come as an angel of light, deluding you with promises of humanism and modernism for mankind, promises of success and the salvation of souls. For whom? False Lucifer.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
When one becomes blind of spirit, you walk then in darkness. A house in a church in darkness, my children. Where's the band of death about it? A church that falls into heresy and continued error will close its doors. I have asked you, my suffering little children, to remain in your parish churches, pray, and be an example. Do not abandon my son's houses in your district. For while the doors are open and my son is the door, the thieves have entered and robbers. My son is the door, and if you come through that door, you will be received with the light. My children, there are many among you in my son's ecclesiastical bodies that seek to build a new church upon earth. It is not supernatural. It is a natural church of man. My children, do not be deluded by the humanistic approach to salvation. My son gave the rules. The Eternal Father set the rules for mankind in the past and through countless ages of time. You have cast aside the direction of the founding fathers of my son's church, those he has appointed to set down the rules and procedures. You cannot, you must not change the book of life, the Bible, to please mankind, for you are pleasing Satan. You must remember the words of the book of life, that any man, meaning it woman or child of conscionable age, but more be fit to say man, who seeks to change but one word in the book of life, the Bible, shall be cast out of the kingdom of life and light, heaven, cast from the light and into the darkness, ruled by Satan, forever damned. My children, as a mother, I must counsel you to wear your sacramentals. Again and again, I wander to and fro, directing my children to remain close to the Eucharist, the bread of life, but do not become misguided. Do not accept my son's body in your hands. Satan, Lucifer, came as an angel of light and set his agents among the hierarchy of my son's church and deluded them. All manner of abominations are being committed upon my son's body now. The greatest measure of responsibility for the fall of the sheep and sheep that shall be lost to heaven shall be given to the hierarchy, for the red hats have fallen and the purple hats are being misled. My children, God, the Eternal Father in heaven in the Eucharist, God, the Eternal Father in heaven in the Holy Spirit, is first before any man. My children, my heart is torn. See the two hearts of suffering before you, my child. Oh, my goodness.
Hail Mary.
Oh.
Praise the Lord is with thee.
I see two hearts. They look like living, pulsating human hearts. Oh, my goodness. And I see knives, actual knives. But they are, of course, on the handles. The knives are thrust in the hearts, and the blood is coming down like blood pouring from the sky. My child, sad is the truth that the evil men of the cross shall stomp and trample the cross. Oh, my child, much that I have given you must now remain a secret for the time being, for your safety. Yes, my child, weep with me, for I cry for my children. If I could receive permission from heaven to open for you to all see the fierce destruction that is fast approaching your country and the world, you would come to your knees. You would walk on your knees to the my son in the Eucharist. But no, you continue making the same errors as in the past. You call upon you a just chastisement. My children, many have said my message is a frightening one, but what can I tell you but the truth? Gladly would I come to you with words of cheer, but I can only extend to you words of courage and caution. My visits upon earth are increasing, my children. Many armies for heaven are being raised up. Do not despair or become discouraged in the battle ahead, my children. I promised you always that I shall be with you. My son is always with you, but I shall accompany him as we watch the battle continue, the battle of the spirits. My children, understand, it is a great test for all mankind. You who have been given the knowledge of what is happening now upon earth must go forward as apostles, disciples of my son, and pass this knowledge on to all. If you are too concerned of your own pride and personal comfort, my children, you will not be able to work as an apostle and disciple. It must be a full dedication in the spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
My children, we ask that all women during the holy sacrifice of the Mass have their heads covered. It is demanded of all by the angels who assist my son, who are there at the consecration and the reception of the Eucharist. It is not because of custom that this is asked of you, but because the angels who demand proper deportment during the holy sacrifice are present and watch the Eucharist. My child, you understand well why this direction is no longer accepted upon earth. You have now a new rebellious group called ERA, Equal Rights for Women. Oh, my children, what a delusion this is among you. Do you not recognize that you will lose more than you shall ever gain because you defy the direction of the Eternal Father? Paul, the Apostle, wrote down the words given to him by my son Jesus. Adam was created in the image of God. As man and woman was given unto him as his helper. As such, my children, man must always be the head of the household. There shall not be strength in a home divided. It is a defiant act, my children, that women no longer cover their heads at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. They will not obey, for they cannot understand that man must not change the wording of the Bible. Man and the hierarchy must not change the wording of the Bible to suit mankind's instincts. No, the hierarchy must lead the sheep upon the road to heaven through the plan of the Eternal Father. And this plan has been written in his good book, the Bible. If you choose to strike out on your own and form a new Bible and the new way, you are doomed to disappointment and destruction. And worst of all, it will be soul destruction. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer for your hierarchy, your priest. Set a good example among them. Do not be afraid of the scoffers, those who bring derision upon you. Derision, my children. Accept your cross. Pick it up, my children, and carry it and follow my son. The reward will be far greater than any reward that man could ever visualize in his human mind. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is turning to her right side, that's our left side, and she's going across the sky. She's smiling very sadly, but oh, she has a smile. Our Lady now is bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, directly over on the left side, I see Michael. I didn't notice him before, but he is tremendous. He covers the whole sky from the one side to the other. There's no way I can explain. He is a tremendous, absolute warrior of heaven. Our Lady is going over now to our right side. She's standing there and looking about her. Now she's extending the rosary out like this with the crucifix. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. Please continue with your prayers that are sorely needed.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Directly over on the right side of the sky, there is an angel standing there. It's not Michael. It's another angel. I believe it's Gabriel. Oh, my. I don't believe I have ever seen him standing like that before. He has a chalice in his hand. He's a beautiful, beautiful sight. His wings are, I guess you call them wings, but they're so beautiful, I don't like to call them wings, like gossamer feathers, or I don't have human words I can explain what they look like. They're beautiful, like greatness. I can't explain it, but they are stretched across the sky as he's standing there. He has a long white gown on, but held out in his hand is a gold chalice. And his voice is booming. See, my child and my children, the cup has filled to overflowing. You bring suffering upon mankind because you have rejected in your arrogance and pride the Queen of Heaven and her counsel. Oh, my goodness. Now the angel is going back into the sky. He
he seems to come from a great distance because he hasn't turned around, but he's floating backwards, and he's still holding the beautiful chalice. It's all made of gold. But he's coming now. I can barely see him. It's like he's just gone miles and miles back into the sky. Now, over on the left side of the sky, directly over Our Lady's statue, it's becoming very lighted. The sky in the center, directly over the statue, is becoming brilliant and light. It's like a pinpoint of light cascading out and coming like star-like formation outward. Now, directly in the center of the light, I can see Jesus. He's coming forward. He's just gliding. He doesn't move his feet. I can't explain it. He seems to have no weight. He just moves like on the wind. He's carried like through the sky. It's just wonderful to watch. Jesus is coming now closer down, just above Our Lady's statue. He has nothing on his feet. He's looking all about him. His hair is quite long. I can notice it now because he's turning to the right and to the left. His cape is a burgundy color. It's held at the throat with a kind of a cording, a gold cording. Oh, he has a very full type of gown under the cape, and there's a belting of a material like, I don't know what it's made of, but it looks like it's made of like a skin, an animal skin. And now Jesus is placing his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's placing his hand to his heart. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger, which means to listen. My child and my children, you are now approaching grave days. My mother has prepared all of you for the trials ahead. Needless to say, I shall not repeat again the counsel given to you by my mother. This counsel has been rejected by many, and for all of her heart that my mother has extended to you, many have returned this gift with bitterness, mockery, and derision, and blasphemy. My children, you must now go forward as disciples of the Eternal Father, sending the words of heaven far and wide throughout your world. The Eternal Father is raising up among you many prophets, but you must exercise care in discernment of their spirits. For there will be also many false prophets sent by Satan. These false prophets will perform what appear to be miracles, but they are false miracles of the end days, my children. Test the spirits. False miracles will soon be acknowledged by their fruits. My children, I have also a great sadness of heart as I watch and wait for my hierarchy in my house, my church, to awaken and come out of the fog. It is sad that Satan, who comes as an angel of light among you, giving you all manner of humanistic theories, based on modernism and progression, that Satan could blind you to the truth and you will accept error, even to the extent of promoting the rise of the forces of Antichrist. In my basilica in Rome, my children, you are re-crucifying me upon earth. Did I not know the eventual outcome? I would cry out to you, was my sacrifice needless upon earth? Is this all that will be returned for my sacrifice? Rejection by many, even unto accepting my adversary, Lucifer, as your God? Yes, my children, we know the hearts of many who have given themselves over to the practice of the dark arts, invoking demons and giving their spirits, their souls, over to the prince of darkness, Lucifer. My children, your country, the United States, the civil authorities and civil leaders hold a great measure of responsibility for having your country fall into a pagan way of life, a life without the light. This can only bring death and destruction to your country. Morally, you have fallen. Spiritually, you are blind. My children, the numbers who will be saved shall be counted in the few. Every man, woman, and child of the age with conscience shall be held accountable now for his choice, the narrow road or the wide road, the narrow road leading to heaven and the wide road leading to damnation and hell. My children, parents, protect your families and your children. Keep the light of faith in their hearts. You cannot now expect nor rely upon my clergy. For many are selling their souls to get to the head. Judas is in the house of God. Traitors who have risen and grasped doctrines of demons. My children, you must recognize the signs of your times. I do not intend to give you a full score of the world's approach to the great chastisement. What happens between now and then will depend upon the reaction of mankind to the message from heaven. Prayer, penance, and atonement now for your future. What was to happen in the future shall be now. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Pray, my children. Pray
before you are forced to pray upon your knees in your streets. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who have the most need of your mercy.
Amen.
There are millions and millions of people, counting the big and the small, and all of them point up to heaven, saying there's room for you all. There's a gate to that heavenly kingdom, and the key to that gate is a prayer. And no one is questioned or humbled in spite of the cross they bear. Now why can't we follow that wisdom? Why should life hang by a thread? And why can't we all live like brothers, as the Lady of Fatima said? I do believe miracles happen to help the lost on their way. It's the Lord's kindly way of saying, let us pray. Let us pray.